Minority spokesperson on agriculture, Dr. Usu Ifeyekoto, says government must give cocoa farmers the right price of cocoa due them. He said an increase in the free on board price will mean that farmers will not be shortchanged. Speaking on Behind the News, Dr. Usu Ifeyekoto, who is also a ranking member on Food, Agriculture and Cocoa Affairs, said the cost of farm inputs has increased. He added that farmers are entitled to the right amount. He spoke to Agatha Samoa.
It's just to remind government of its responsibilities to the people of this country. The biggest group of producers in this country, 850,000 people, are farming cocoa in this country. And for over 100 years, cocoa has been the mainstay of its economy. And we see that cocoa, after rising to a peak of 1 million metric tons, is on the decline. And this decline forms part of the reason why we are having this crisis in our foreign exchange market. So we are saying what we've been saying for a long time: government should restore the real prices paid to the farmers. The government itself has a policy of giving the farmer 70% of the free on board price, that's the international price, reduced to the port of Tema. And we are saying that the government should be good to its own spoken obligation by raising the producer price to 70% of the FOB price. If that is done, it means that the farmer should be getting 319 Ghana cedis, a bag of 64 kilograms, instead of the current 212 Ghana cedis, which he has been fixed upon for the last 18 months.
Why are you calling for an increase for the cocoa farmers? Because some say it is an attempt to incite the cocoa farmers against government.
To incite cocoa farmers, what belongs to them belongs to them. Even the bonuses that government is supposed to give, that they are entitled to. For 3 years, government has refused to give these bonuses to the farmers. It's theirs. The government nominally increased the price that they pay cocoa farmers by just 5%. The following year, last year, 2013, the government refused to provide any additional increases. They said, no, we are maintaining the old price. At the time, we kicked against that. We are saying that there is a lot of disincentive. In the meantime, with the devaluation, imported items like fertilizers and so on, and other farm inputs that the farmers applied to their cocoa, the cost has gone through the roof. And now with the huge depreciation of the currency, it means that the farmers are really out. And so we are saying they should make the correction.
Minority spokesperson on agriculture, Dr. Usu Ifeyekoto.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Finance, Ekpepe, says government will not hesitate to increase the producer price of cocoa when the conditions are ripe for it. He gave the assurance that government is committed to the welfare of cocoa farmers and that plans are far advanced to give farmers new incentives, reacting to concerns raised by the minority in Parliament. Mr. Ekpepe said the NDC has the enviable record of being the only government to have paid 70% of the FDB price to cocoa farmers. He spoke to Agatha Samoa on Behind the News.
Government is committed to the welfare of cocoa farmers. First and foremost, the price of cocoa, we all know, and Dr. Ifeyekoto knows very well, is not determined by only the FOB. The price of cocoa is determined by variable factors, including the input which he was talking about. It is determined by the global price. It is also determined by the share that cocoa board has to retain in order that it can run its operation. It is determined by what is payable to the companies that are, including the produce buying company and the private ones that hold the cocoa. And it's determined even by other cocoa board agencies which are involved in the work of cocoa farmers. So there isn't one indicator. I think the impression that it's only the world cocoa, the world market price that is used, is a major determinant. Secondly, I believe that Ifeyekoto knows very well that at the time the price was fixed, and the price is fixed annually, he can deny whether this was in the practice under the previous administration. The price at the time is what is used. And whenever there's an adjustment, what cocoa board does is to pay a differential which it calls the bonus. So I think that it should just be patient to see whether government will be paying a bonus or not.
Minister of Finance, Ekpepe.